State and Territory building ministers have agreed to a national approach to address the growing safety crisis in the nation's building and construction industry. The federal minister, Karen Andrews, called the crisis talks following revelations dozens of newly completed residential apartments may have serious defects and thousands more are covered in highly flammable cladding. Under the agreement, the Australian Building Codes Board will be expanded and a national task force will oversee the implementation of a raft of changes aimed at improving quality and compliance. But when it comes to rectifying defects, the states and territories are on their own. Richard Wynne is Victoria's Minister for Housing and Planning, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Good evening to you, Patricia.
The core element of today's meeting was the agreement to fully implement the Shergold Weir Building Confidence Report. So what's going to happen now? What's actually been agreed to? What can we expect over the next, say, 6 months?
Well, I think it was a very important meeting because it actually brought together, obviously, state building ministers and the Commonwealth to, for the first time, get agreement about implementing the 24 recommendations in the Shergold Weir report, which has been under consideration for some length of time. Victoria is, of course, well progressed in terms of implementing many of these recommendations. And indeed, we lead the nation in terms of our response, particularly to the cladding question. And I'll come back to that. But the most important issue for us today was Shergold, number one. Secondly, that we had an opportunity to hear from the insurance industry about two key things. Firstly, professional indemnity insurance for building surveyors. And secondly, insurance more generally for buildings that are clad in flammable cladding. So in relation to the first matter, that being professional indemnity insurance, we've still got quite a long way to go because the reality at the moment is I'm about to move towards rectifying buildings here in Victoria, and currently under the regime in place, we do not have building surveyors that will be authorised to sign off work because the insurers have exempted cladding from giving insurance cover. That's a big problem and one that I've advocated very, very strongly today. Secondly, is that the issue of getting insurance for clad buildings still remains a serious problem. And as many of your listeners here in Victoria would know, we actually obviously had a fire at in Spencer Street, at the Neo building at 200 Spencer Street. And it was only at the last minute, a couple of weeks ago, that we were able to secure insurance for that building. So this was important for us to prosecute those matters today, but also to hear from the insurance industry as to what their attitude was to the question of cladding more generally and the reforms that we are putting in place in relation to Shergold Weir to try to settle the insurance industry going forward.
There's been an agreement to expand the role of the Australian Building Codes Board.
Yes.
What does that actually mean? I mean, some of these bodies, I've got to say, to ordinary Australians, they think, what is that board? What does it do? And what does expanding it do?
Well, it does two things. I mean, the first thing is that it is going to concentrate on really the issues that I've essentially canvassed today with you. So obviously, cladding remains a really serious issue. And particularly in relation to professional indemnity insurance for building surveyors. Secondly, obviously, the question of the broader cover and scope of insurance for clad buildings. And thirdly, looking at further reforms that need to be made in terms of industry more generally. This is the appropriate body to do this, but what we also agreed today is that industry groups that in the past may have been shut out of this conversation now need to be a part of it, including, can I say, groups that have never been a part of it, such as the building industry unions.
Victoria didn't get everything it wanted at today's meeting.
No, it did not.
No, it did not. So how satisfied are you with the outcome then?
Well, look, it's a start. I made it very clear today that, yes, I understand that the federal government have... So we announced on Tuesday that we would commit $600 million towards the towards private buildings, reclamation of private buildings that have been clad. And we had hoped that we would get a partnership with the federal government, 300 from the state, 300 from the Commonwealth. Because, Patricia, the simple reality of this is that whether the federal government likes it or not, they've got skin in this game. They have got responsibilities. They are responsible for all of the product that comes over the border into this country. And, of course, our partners with us in terms of the National Construction Code. So it's not as if they can just sit back and say, oh, well, you know, which they've done today, to say, well, look, that's really your responsibility. And the Premier has made it absolutely clear on Tuesday that whilst we are very unhappy with the fact that the federal government were not prepared to partner with us, the Premier has indicated clearly and written to the Prime Minister that we will prosecute this matter at COAG in August.
So you will prosecute it in August, but what happens in the interim? I mean, who covers the shortfall?
Sure. Well, in the interim, we have $300 million from the budget, and we will be putting in place a building levy, which will commence on the 1st of January next year, which will raise over the next 5 years a further $300 million. So the $600 million that we have committed to will be raised. We just hope that the Commonwealth really see their way clear to understand that they absolutely have responsibilities in this space as well.
So far, the buildings that have developed cracks have been in Sydney. Do you believe similar problems will emerge in Victoria?
We've had no sign of those sorts of building defects at all in Victoria. The issue for us has been flammable cladding.
So the other issues are not of concern to you?
Well, we're vigilant, of course, and we're all in all of our inspections that the Victorian Building Authority, our building regulator, of course, is looking at cladding and obviously any potential defects. And to date, we have not seen any.
Okay, and is the Insurance Council on side with all of this?
Well, I think the Insurance Council today were listening intently to what we had to say. We didn't get any affirmation from them, but I think they certainly understood the challenges that the states had. And I think they listened very carefully to the challenges that specifically I had. So we're seeking to rectify buildings. We've got money to do it. We've isolated the first 15 that are acute and we want to get on with those. But we can't actually rectify them until such time as we've got building surveyors who have got appropriate professional indemnity insurance to sign off these buildings.
Well, insurance companies are being asked to come to the party, as you've been saying, but they're very concerned about the quality of the work, clearly, that's been provided here. Why should they take this risk? What's changed?
Well, what's changed, I think, is that the new, and can I say the insurance industry today were very appreciative of the fact that the states quite generally were looking for reform and were looking to give certainty to the insurance industry that all of the crucial recommendations of Shergold Weir would in fact be implemented to try to settle the insurance industry more generally in terms of building insurance, but particularly from my point of view, professional indemnity insurance as well.
You said that you're going to deal with a financial issue in August through the COAG process, but I heard the Queensland Minister this morning, the Queensland Minister isn't calling for a financial contribution from the government. Are you the only ones in that space? Don't you need to convince some of the other states to agree with you? Even other Labor states aren't sort of calling for the same thing.
Well, we may be outliers, and that's fine, but from our point of view, there is nothing more important than community safety, and we have put significant work into, quite literally, Patricia, we are so far in front of every other state, particularly in terms of the inspections that we've made, 2,200 physical inspections of buildings here in Victoria. We've isolated out the number of buildings that need to be addressed as a matter of urgency. We've got money to do that work now, and I make no excuse for the work that our government has done to ensure that our community remains safe.
Richard Wynne, thank you for your time.
Patricia, appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Victorian Minister for Housing and Planning, Richard Wynne, and they have walked out with some kind of agreement. State and Territory Building Ministers agreeing to a national approach to address what has really been a growing safety crisis in the nation's building and construction industry. And specifically, of course, cladding has been the big issue, but there are other issues to be addressed as well. Under that agreement, the Australian Building Codes Board is going to be expanded. A national task force will oversee the implementation of all of those recommendations, which were already laid down, but the can had been kicked down the road, so some action to be taken. 0418 226 576 is our text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.